2013 Liberty Forum, the final night of this amazing event with hundreds of people, love the ideas of freedom, all in the same hotel with one another, and there is, a dinner going on right now, which, of course, we never get to enjoy with other people here at Free Talk Live, because we're always working, but it's fun doing this sort of work because we get to talk to interesting folks. And Mark has stepped away from his microphone, relinquishing it to his, I guess, replacement for the evening, at least.
Extraordinary generosity. I wouldn't do that.
Let me turn you up a little bit here, Jeffrey. Make sure you talk right on in close to that.
I mean, I think it's extraordinary that he gave up his microphone for me. I mean, I very much appreciate it, actually. It's an
apparently
act
the
of,
audience also
of humility,
it.
Really. I mean, yeah. So, and it's good to be here.
Jeffrey Tucker here from Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.org, the website you can go to visit. It's a huge book selection. I became a fan of LFB when I got into a deal with them. This is before you took it over. We discussed this previously, but when I guess it was The Market for Liberty, I had read that book and fell in love with it. I approached LFB because they had the copyright on it, I guess.
Right.
And I said, I want to turn this into an audio book. Can I do that? They said, that would be great. I said, I'm willing.
They didn't even charge you back in the day.
This was probably like 6 years ago.
Okay.
I said to them, well, I don't want to charge for this. I want to be able to do this. I don't
right.
want to be paid for it. I want to do it because I love freedom, and I want to be able to give this away to people.
Precisely.
And they let me do it, which
good.
I thought was great.
Right.
And since then, that thing's gotten thousands of downloads.
Yes.
Which,
right.
to me, that was the idea, was let's get this book into more people's ears, because some people, like me, I have to really make time to read, but a lot of people who are driving to work, they can listen to things. So you guys still have an audiobook selection?
Yes, we do. And that book in particular, I put it into the club because it's one of my favorites. It's a strange work in a way, because it was not written by, tenured scholars or anything like that. It was kind of just doped out in a white heat in a way, just a kind of a period of intellectual revelation.
And no one knows what happened to the authors either, as I understand.
No, we don't. But, really, it really is an amazing work. I mean, it has that sort of fire and passion, and it never stops from the first page to the last. I think they're wrong on a couple of points, actually. But
okay.
For the most part, I mean, on intellectual property, but
until
the day before yesterday, everybody was wrong about that. but on matters of security and, the role of insurance in providing
for private justice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was a revelation.
It's an
epic contribution. Really.
Eye-opener for me. So, Jeffrey Tucker, you're going to be joining us until further notice. You were here for an hour last night. I don't know how long you'll be staying tonight, but I appreciate you sitting in here. We've actually got a special guest we're going to go to. His name is Mike Yashko. He is an attorney. And I don't know much more about you, Mike, except that you came here to speak about the Constitution. I've been running all over the place. I haven't had a chance to go to a single presentation, so I'm sorry I couldn't be there to see yours. Tell me what you were here to discuss with the Liberty Forum this weekend.
Well,
and come right on and close
to
that,
Mike. Sure. Well, thanks, Ian.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I spoke last night about the Constitution, the Founders Constitution in particular, and I'm very pleased to be here with Jeffrey Tucker this evening.
But you and I are like brothers already. I mean, we've been hanging out all weekend, so I know everything about this guy.
Yeah.
Well, the listeners don't, so tell me more.
I'm a practicing attorney in private practice in Florida, but I'm also on the Board of Trustees of an organization called the Foundation for Economic Education, or FEE for short. And Jeffrey and I were speaking yesterday about some of the things that he's doing for us in terms of writing for our flagship publication, The Freeman. So I'm happy to be here with
Freeman. I like that name. That's a great name.
But your point that you I'm not sure what your message was. I didn't hear it. But you're a constitutional attorney. You were in constitutional law. But you discovered that actually in most of the classes in law school, you're not discussing the Constitution at all.
Well, that's right. This is what you and I were talking about
right.
last night. It's ironic. I don't practice in constitutional law because in order to do that, I've got to manipulate Supreme Court pronouncements for the last 200 years in order to do justice to my client. I mean, after all, I have to zealously represent my client. And if I want them to win in court, I've got to adopt all these machinations that the Supreme Court has gone through in the last couple of hundred years in interpreting this document. department, warping it beyond recognition, in my opinion. So I don't practice in the area. I call myself a student of the Constitution, not a constitutional scholar. And what Jeffrey's referring to is it was about a month into law school before I realized we hadn't even read the Constitution.
Wow.
I was sitting in a con law class. I leaned over to my deskmate and said, "Do you think we're ever going to read the document we're here to study?"
It's all case law.
And it turns out we didn't.
Right.
Never.
We never read it. No.
But the cases are interesting, right? But you never actually get to the Constitution itself.
Was this brought up at all to the teachers at any point? Like, hey, why haven't we read this?
Yeah, it was. And it was the basic response was that it doesn't matter because we're here to learn what some politically well-connected lawyers in black robes say the Constitution says, as opposed to looking at the document itself.
Well, so. I know that I've been in courtrooms where the judge has said that the Constitution doesn't belong. I mean, you can't even bring it up. So I guess they're probably right about that. What's the point?
Exactly. From footnotes ranking our rights. I mean, in the 1930s, the Supreme Court decided that economic liberty was less important than political liberty. And so they apply different tests. There's a strict scrutiny test. There's a rational basis test. And before they decide whether your rights have been violated, they determine which test is to apply. And I think there's only been a couple of laws since the 1930s declared unconstitutional under the rational basis test. And guess which of your rights gets the rational basis test every single time? Your economic liberty. So it's not surprising that we have Obamacare, that we have basically a truck full of a status being driven through this hole in the Constitution called the Commerce Clause.
It's the Commerce Clause that annoys you more than any other thing.
That's right.
Yeah, the interpretation of it.
Well, sure, it's an excuse for the government to do the federal government talking about, to basically do anything that they want. As I said, there's only been a couple of laws declared unconstitutional in the last 80 or 85 years because once the Supreme Court in Wickard v. Filborn decided that interstate commerce meant basically anything the federal government wanted it to, mm-hmm. that's where Congress went for its constitutional authority to pass all of these.
Well, right, and how about the Fourth Amendment, supposedly restricting unreasonable search and seizure? That just means all they have to do is say, well, that was totally reasonable, like the court case just the other day with a 9-0 decision saying that, yeah, we can use police dogs to search anybody's car anytime we want to. Totally reasonable.
And this is something Jeffrey would find particularly interesting, right? Why is that big hole in the Fourth Amendment? Because the Supreme Court has constructed a test that basically says you only have so much privacy as you have a reasonable expectation. Of course, as technology changes, our expectations of privacy diminish. That's my great fear is in this world that as much as you love technology, Jeffrey, and I do as well, we are defining away our constitutional rights to privacy.
Well, that's hardly a new trend, right? I mean, this goes back something like 100 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What part of the Constitution do you think is the most plain to read and its meaning and its implications that has been totally reversed in our times?
Well, I think if you want to talk about plain meaning, I think the Commerce Clause is the one that's been butchered the most.
What was its purpose?
Well, the purpose was, it says to regulate interstate commerce, but what it meant was to make it regular. If you remember when the Articles of Confederation were replaced by the Constitution, we were this potentially balkanized colony
of protectionism between.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't want New Jersey to impose tariffs against New York. We didn't want them battling over who could sail up and down the river.
So creating a free trade zone.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we have everything but now, as you know, a free trade zone because, we've got, instead of 13 colonies or 50 states, if you will, we've got a federal government that micromanages everything.
Do you think that the founders did a bad job? I mean, in the sense that, do you think they could have written the Constitution in a way that wouldn't have been distorted? Or would any regime take a document, any document, and destroy it to its own purposes?
Well, here's the interesting part. I think the founders did a great job for what they were out to accomplish, right? And people think that that you pull the Constitution out of a box like a Monopoly game and say, okay, what are the rules? We're all going to live by the rules forevermore. Well, that's not what the founders did. They created a plan of government, and what they wanted to do was to try to create a plan of government that would allow them to live their lives the way that they wanted to. And people don't want to live that way anymore, so you can hardly blame the Constitution for the founders.
Mike, is there a website people can go to learn more about what you've been discussing?
Well, if you want to learn about FEE, go to FEE.org.
FEE.org.
We love FEE.
Yep. Gardner Goldsmith, huge fan of Fee.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate you taking the time tonight.
Thanks for having me.
There's more coming up. 855, 453, and more great guests coming up from the Liberty Forum. Jeffrey Tucker going to stick with us here for a bit, too.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 5 pounds.
I lost 10 pounds with help from Life Juice.
More people are discovering that Life Juice is the secret to starting a successful weight loss plan. Because when you cleanse with Life Juice, you're removing unhealthy toxins from your body while dramatically cutting calories out of your life. Now, all-natural Life Juice can be your easy start to finally losing weight.
I lost 6 pounds and I feel great.
Individual results may vary. So, how much weight will Life Juice help you lose? Find out by starting today, and you'll also get a free gift. Visit GetLifeJuice.com to make Life Juice your secret to dropping unwanted pounds. Feel lighter, look slimmer, and cleanse your body faster than you thought possible. And get a free gift. Visit GetLifeJuice.com. That's GetLifeJuice.com. Don't wait another day. Log on to GetLifeJuice.com. That's GetLifeJuice.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We are extra super live here tonight in that we are live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition, actually here in the basement of the location, which is the Crown Plaza Hotel here in Nashua. Same place it's held every year. Beautiful hotel. But what's even more beautiful are the people who are here who've come together to talk about freedom and meet new people, meet new friends, meet new neighbors or future neighbors, because a lot of the people that are here already live in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, like myself, and you know, hundreds of people have made the move here already. So you get to meet a bunch of those folks, a lot of the doers, the activists that are on the ground getting things done. And there's a bunch of people here every year that are brand new. Now, Ben is joining us, by the way. Ben Stone from BadQuaker.com. The Bad Quaker podcast. You attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, Ben, but I don't think I've seen you at a Liberty Forum before.
This is my first Liberty Forum. After experiencing Porkfest, mm-hmm. if you have the chance to come back, how can you turn it down?
Yeah, exactly.
Even if it's not Porkfest, if it's just some guys hanging out in the garage playing some guitars, it's like, I have an opportunity to go to New Hampshire. Well, let's go.
Here you are. And glad you came back. Of course, Jeffrey Tucker here from Liz Hay Fair Books is going to be sticking with us until further notice. And are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? Well, man. AdventureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. AdventureOutpost.com, family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And they have the lowest prices. So go and see for yourself. Get it quick. And get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, ManVentureOutpost.com. Gentlemen, I want to talk more about the Bad Quaker here, but we've actually got some calls on the line. So let's talk to the folks here that have been waiting patiently, including Dave, who is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave, with Ian, Jeff Tucker, and Ben from BadQuaker.com.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes. Interesting that you got those two guys there with you. I was just downloading a Bad Quaker podcast here, and I'm a big fan of Jeffrey Tucker also.
It's a small world. Maybe you can make it out here next year. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yes. Earlier we were talking about Stefan Molyneux and with regards to his comments regarding not socializing with people that aren't freedom lovers, you know. And the way I look at it is, I mean, that may work for him, you know, being that he's a, you know, a fairly popular guy or whatever, but it's for the normal people where, you know, I live in Michigan here and I don't know anybody who's a, you know, even a libertarian, let alone a, you know, an anarcho-capitalist or anything like that. So, you know, me not socializing with people that are, you know, that are statist is very impractical, you know, and I look to.
Absolutely.
So I look to,
And how are you supposed to, you know, how are people supposed to be persuaded to the ideas
right.
of liberty
well,
if no one talks to status?
That's part of what he says is that, you know, you go and you try to persuade them after, you know, a few times, and if they don't come around, then you kind of cut them off. And I don't look at it as, you know, it's not something where you necessarily have to follow the guy, you know, the guy's thing there because he's not the leader of the anarchist. He's just a guy with an opinion and stuff.
But, you know, I think maybe there's another way to put what Stefan is saying. I think what he says is if you're involved in a political debate where people are not being reasonable with you, there's nothing wrong with walking away and saying this person doesn't deserve any more of my attention.
I agree with that.
And I agree with that, too. But, I mean, Stefan himself, I can't imagine he would say that we should stop associating with people who don't agree with us. I don't think that's actually his view. And if he were here, I think he would probably say, no, that's not what I meant.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was reminded that tomorrow night on our live Sunday edition of the show, Stephanie is going to be the main host of the show. Mark is normally on that show. He's going to be taking the night off because we're going down to Florida for the whole next week. We'll be doing our show live from Sarasota. But, you know, we're literally leaving Liberty Forum, going back to Keene, getting packed, and then leaving Monday morning. So Mark's taking the night off tomorrow, and Stefan Molyneux will be actually as a co-host on the show tomorrow night.
But I think Stefan actually believes in talking to people with whom he thinks he imagines a profound disagreement, if only because you can kind of learn from other people with different points of view, and you can refine your own thinking.
Right.
There's no reason to cut yourself off.
I would hope that he believes that, but I've certainly heard these, you know, these rumors before, and I have heard him say, and there's a point to, I think, be made for, well, you only have so much time, you can only talk to so many people.
That's right.
So if somebody isn't even budging on their position, well, maybe you should spend your time talking to
other
people.
And if it matters, right? I mean, mean, there's plenty of people that you can associate with in life. It doesn't matter what their ideology is, and there's no reason to even bring it up. I mean, there's plenty of people we trade with day to day.
Yeah.
There's people, you know, all sectors of life, and that's perfectly fine. I think Stefan's point is that if there's somebody who's utterly hopeless, walk away. And just, you know, don't worry about it.
I would totally make sense.
I think
someone out of your life entirely, seems a little bit ridiculous.
No,
if you want to hold his feet to the flames on that, my suggestion is call him tomorrow night and ask him directly. Let him answer the question directly rather than us sitting here speculating on what he really
meant.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Richard is listening in Tupelo to WKMQ. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome.
Man, I got something to say to Jeff. Mr. Tucker.
Oh, yes,
sir.
I want you to give Lou Rockwell a big hug and a kiss for me.
I love you guys.
All right, I'm anti-state, anti-war, pro-market.
I thank you all
the work you do over there at Mises, and I'm right with you every day on the Internet.
It's good to hear. Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. When are you going to start your talk radio career, Jeff Tucker?
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to happen day after tomorrow or any other time. So, I mean, I find myself quite busy, actually.
Indeed.
Right.
You are running laissez-faire books. Richard, any other thoughts?
I wanted to make one quick point with you.
Yeah.
About the Constitution. The Constitution is dead. It's been dead for almost 200 years now. And you have to get hold of John C. Calhoun, his writings. He is the greatest American political philosopher.
He explained how that was a
compact between the states.
Yeah.
That Constitution is null and void.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of evidence to back you up. It's a dead letter.
We never should have had a Constitution. How about that?
I mean, it's worked out. I
can buy that, but historically, and Thomas DiLorenzo, he breaks that all down for you. He explains to you. And just one other thing I'd like to add as well.
Quick.
The law, Bastiat, everybody can understand that little pamphlet, the law, on how the whole system now is for plunder. In other words, the state has taken the law, perverted it, and it is all about plunder.
Indeed, sir. Thank you, Richard, for the call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-453.
That whole monograph was written in France in the 19th century.
It
pertains to us today. It pertains to all times and all places where there's any government at all.
Criminals, organized crime hasn't really changed over the years.
All governments tend to behave this way.
Indeed. We're going to continue here in moments. Ben, I believe you're going to be sitting in with us for the next segment. So stand by. We'll talk more about Bad Quaker here in a moment, and it's badquaker.com, correct?
Correct.
All right, more on the way. Also, Jeffrey Tucker is going to. You're staying? Jeffrey Tucker? All right, great. And he's from laissez-faire books, LFB.org. Go there, get some books, and we'll continue with your calls and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2013 Liberty Forum put on by the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. More here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves, and you can do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and we're actually live and in person at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2013 event, something like the sixth year of this event, and it's just, you know, keeps getting better every year as more new people move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They get active. That activity excites more people. They want to come see what this is all about, so they come up here. They get jazzed up about what's going on. Then, of course, they want to make the move, and it's just going to be a process that just continues to build on itself with success breeding success. And we'll continue here in moments with our wonderful guest co-host here. But first, I want to tell you about MindThings.com. It's a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. You can do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold. Tax-free. It doesn't require a big time commitment. Your mining robots will work whether you're logged in or not, and you can choose a career: merchant, trader, bounty hunter, highwayman, or others. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses, and they even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and you'll double your mining speed for free. MindThings.com. Jeff Tucker is with us. He is one of the big guys behind Laissez-Faire Books, and Ben Stone from BadQuaker.com, also joining us here on the third mic. Good evening.
Good evening.
So, let's talk a little bit about the Bad Quaker podcast.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a podcast. I talk into a mic, and sometimes I make sense. usually I'm trying to clarify something that I've said before. But, I just try to express the thoughts that I have and try to relate that in a way that's as simple as possible. A lot of times, I come from an engineering background, mm-hmm. so if you really take apart things down to their simplest level, a lot of times it's easier to understand them when they're like that. And so that's how I approach problems.
Look, he's really underplaying everything. I mean, the Ben Sounds Bad Cricker podcast is epically famous and magnificent. Everyone loves it. I mean, he's one of the most respected voices in the whole podcast universe because he's thoughtful and radical, and he lets his guests actually explore topics in great detail. I mean, that's amazing.
He's well informed as well. I mean, whenever I listen to the Bad Quaker podcast, and of course it airs every night on LRN.fm during the overnights, we play daily podcasts, so shows that produce a lot get aired more often on the network. And you produce something like 5 shows a week on average, I would say. There's always fresh content coming out on the Bad Quaker podcast, and you're always talking about something interesting, and you seem like you really know a lot about it. I don't know if you're just BSing and really good at that, or that you really take
a lot.
Yeah, that you've taken a lot of time to look into what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I do prepare almost too much. I put way too much time into each episode, and sometimes I realize that at the end that I've spent, you know, 8 or 10 or, you know, 11 hours just to put out 1 hour of content.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is. It's a full time job.
How long have you been doing it?
We're coming up on 3 years.
That's outstanding.
Do you have a sense of your reach?
I believe, and I try to be as conservative as possible on this number, but I believe we're hitting about 10,000 active internet listeners, plus whoever's listening on the radio through LRN and its different connections and so forth.
I know that when I was on, I for weeks after I was on that show, I kept hearing about it, and I thought, wait, because I didn't know you before, you know, so it was a surprise. I felt like I had reached a total universe that I had previously, you know, not had any contact with, so I was grateful for that. It was great.
For some odd reason, we're very popular in Germany. There's a podcast rebroadcaster over there that picks us up, and we get a lot of attention from Germany. So we joke around the house, you know, among us that I'm the David Hasselhoff of the podcast world.
Is that because you're a good swimmer, or?
He was very popular for a while as a singer in Germany.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's been one of your most interesting guests you've ever had?
Oh, wow. Well, first, it was like Jeffrey Tucker.
Oh, okay. No. That's number two.
Fishing for a compliment.
You know, I had David Gordon on, and I really enjoyed talking to David.
Who
Gordon.
Is that?
David Gordon is a writer.
Kind of an independent philosopher.
Does reviews. He's just a kind of a genius that just makes people happy.
Right. He's a polymath. I mean, David and I actually have known him for years, but one of the very few people you can walk into a whole library of books and, like, pull out a random book from the shelf and say, what do you think is in here? And he'll tell you, even by the page number.
What?
Yeah. No, it's kind of
weird. You used a term I was not familiar with. Polymath? What is that?
Well, it's sort of, I think that means he knows everything.
I see.
Yeah. And that sounds like an exaggeration. Not possible, right? It is possible.
Huh.
Yeah. David is like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, a Ben Stone Bad Quaker podcast. It's free. People go to badquaker.com. They can get hooked up with it there.
Yeah. Or iTunes or Stitcher or Podcast Deutschland, you know.
Outstanding.
What? How do you know what topics to talk about? Is that just something you dream up day to day, or do you tend to follow the news? So is that? Do you do it by topic, or how do you do this?
I try not to follow the news too much because I don't want it to be so topical that it's just going to only matter for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But we have a forum, and there's a lot of input from the forum as to what things that they'd like to hear and so forth. And then some things just randomly pop into my head, and I have to, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I have to make notes and take care of it.
Is it something that, you know, after 3 years, is it something that is generating any income for you, or is it more of a labor of love?
it started out entirely as a labor of love.
Sure.
And we had hoped that there would be enough coming in to at least pay for the equipment and pay for the website and so forth. And we've been pleasantly surprised. Not that there's a huge flood of money, but there's a trickle.
And, is it donations only?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is a good model. You know, one of the things I think the podcast universe has taught people is that we need to learn to support the people who are our benefactors. If there's a show that you really enjoy, that you really benefit from day to day, and you look back and you think, God, you know, if it weren't for Ben Stone, I wouldn't know a lot of stuff that I... Then go in and give a donation. I've started doing this myself. There's, you know, half a dozen people now I give 10 or 15 bucks a month to. Mm-hmm. And it helps. And they always write back and they're grateful and they're thankful to you. Because these are, with the work you're doing, spreading ideas, this is great work. This is the work of liberty. This is a great, great work of building civilization itself. And so people should support you.
Thank
you. You know, you and others.
Right. I should clarify, we do have a couple sponsors that have actually given us money, but typically for every one sponsor that gives us money, we will give free advertising to maybe four or five others.
Mm-hmm.
So we've wanted to kind of keep that in balance of giving free advertising to people that are in the movement and, you know, and that we've looked at their business model and we know that what their heart is and we believe in them.
So guys, if the government didn't take so much from us, don't you think there would be more of a, of a donation culture?
Of course.
We would all kind of understand that when we benefit so greatly from, you know, the service of others, that we would gladly donate. I mean, it would just be habitual. Now we have to kind of think about it a little bit and plan about it. But probably in a real free society, we'd all kind of be constantly in the habit of donating.
I think
you're
right about that, especially now when it's been made so easy by the internet. I mean, that's one of the things that has really made Free Talk Live a success, is our listeners getting behind the show for $5 a month. We've got the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can send it in via credit card, through PayPal, and it makes it easy where people can just sign up once and they don't have to think about it after that.
That's right.
And it cuts out the middleman, in that, you know, the old way of doing radio was, well, you had to get a job at a radio station, and then the radio sales staff had to go out into the community and they had to pitch, you know, the station and the shows to the advertisers, and the advertisers would then buy in. But if the show host says something the advertiser doesn't like, the advertiser can get all upset about that and then pull their ads, and then you've got the station saying you can't talk about that anymore. So now you can just cut that whole process out and go, you know, put out your product, whatever you think it should be, as principled as you want it to be, and say, this is who we are. If you like it, you can get behind us here.
Absolutely.
And do it directly.
And do it directly, and then you feel good about it yourself. So you put five or six things that you just love just as a regular, charging your credit card. You barely even notice them, really, but, mm-hmm. but the people who are on the receiving end benefit greatly from it if they get enough people behind it.
And then those people that are on board early on to kind of get you through, you know, help you pay the bills or whatever, they can keep you going long enough to where you can find advertisers who agree with your principles.
It's a beautiful
thing.
And
then you get a vote.
Yeah, and then average people can support liberty. That's a great thing to do.
We're coming up here.
Makes you feel good.
You sticking with us to the end of the hour?
Yeah,
guys?
We'll stick around.
All right, 855 450 free. More with Jeff Tucker, Bad Quaker, and your calls if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know what emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The Free State Project puts it on a yearly basis, and it's one of the things I look forward to because I love being able to meet hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom, and that's what goes on all weekend long here at the National Crown Plaza Hotel. And it's going to happen again next year. Of course, you know, it's over basically at this point. There's going to be like a speech or two tomorrow morning, a nice breakfast, a breakfast buffet to kind of wrap things out. And then people will go their separate ways. Some folks will stick around in New Hampshire for a few days, maybe travel around the state, kind of get a feel for what things are like in the wintertime up here. And it's just a blast.
Is there a storm coming?
I heard something about that.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like it outside. It seems to be a little bit of flurries and it seems fine. Right?
I've heard it's supposed to snow a little bit tonight or tomorrow. Honestly, I haven't been paying attention. I've been running all over the place, and I really haven't even gone outside at all today. But Jeff Tucker is here from LFB.org, Laissez-Faire Books, Ben Stone from BadQuaker.com. We've got some calls that have been on hold. They've been waiting patiently, so we're going to continue with them here in moments. And want to remind you, and just mention again, the AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And actually, when you AMP Free Talk Live, it by proxy helps Ben the Bad Quaker. Now, I'm not saying don't go to Ben's site and give him money directly, but one of the things that we do with the money that comes in is we put it towards LRN.FM, which is our radio network that features
almost three dozen. I counted the other day. It's like 34 shows, 34 liberty-oriented shows, everything from, you know, serious news to comedy. And it's just, it's mind-boggling that there are that many. I don't even have all of the liberty shows. I've only got three dozen of them. There are more than that out there. And so, you know, going to amp.freetalklive.com, becoming an amplifier for $5 a month, not only helps Free Talk Live get on more stations, because it would be great to have more shows like Free Talk Live, in that of those three dozen shows, unfortunately, the bad news is we're the only ones that are airing on licensed FM and AM stations across the country. I hope that changes someday.
Right.
You know, I hope the radio industry wakes up and pays attention and figures out that not everybody wants to, you know, be like Rush Limbaugh or, you know, whatever liberal host, Tom Hartman, for instance, and that there's a lot of people out there that are looking for something different. And I think that Free Talk Live is the proof of concept. It's just the question is, who's going to be the next, you know, host? Who is going to be the next show that actually makes a splash on the national radio scene? I don't know who it's going to be, but I hope it's someone.
For people to do this, it takes, what, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
20 seconds to make this, and you change the world.
Exactly. And once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to someone listening to KGOE in Eureka, California, one of our progressive talk stations. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, gentlemen, I'm one who believes that we have an obligation to listen. If we want to be intelligent, informed people to people who we don't agree with, because the one condition I say that we don't is when it becomes obvious they are deliberately in the business of trying to disinform us. Then I say, tune the channel out. There's no point in listening to that. But otherwise, the fact that somebody disagrees with us, all the more reason to listen to them. I think that's what Free Talk Live is all about.
I agree, and that's, you know, that's how you can get perspective, is by hearing other people's viewpoints.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a bubble. That's a disaster, really. If you only listen to people you agree with and talk to people who agree with you, that's a problem. Over time, you stagnate intellectually. We need that friction and that feeling. We're, as Tlaib says, you know, we're anti-fragile. We need that friction and dissonance in our lives.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks for sharing that thought. Anything else you want to get out there?
Only if you come to know that this person is deliberately there to disinform you, they're trying to sell you a bad product and they know it, then I say, no, don't waste your time on that. But you got to get to that point and know that that's what's happening. Yeah.
I learn more. I tend to learn more from people who disagree with what I'm saying the way I think than I do people who are just nodding their heads. You know, I like
that. Well, it's like those conversations on Free Talk Live. I'd rather have callers that don't agree with us to talk to than, you know, people from the choir. Not to say I don't appreciate those,
of course,
but, you know, kind of heard all that before.
Right.
So, hey, Dave, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to call and report in that I built myself a firearm. Just went out and fired it today.
Wow.
Well, it's 3D printing or what? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, you know, I told you a year or so ago I bought a 3D printer, and I've been playing around with it for the last year, and I finally decided to try and build a lower receiver for AR-15, and I was able to build the lower receiver, and I put an upper on it that was just, you know, the 22 caliber upper. I didn't put a 5.56 upper on it because I saw somebody shooting one of those on YouTube, and the rear part where the buttstock screws in had broken off after five rounds. So anyway,
I was going to say, because you can't 3D print metal, right? You can only do hard plastic.
Yeah, it's a plastic lower, but you can buy an AR-15 lower that's a resin lower. So they sell them commercially. But
I see.
They're a little bit stronger than what you can print with a 3D printer. So I printed one, and I just assembled it as a 22 long rifle. You know, I bought a 22 LR upper and assembled it to the lower, and got it to work today, and I shot about 30, about 40 rounds through it.
This is the future.
It is. Yes. I mean, people creating their own firearms is going to be an amazing way to empower yourself and really frustrate the federal government, right? Because they want to know everybody who's got a gun, wherever they are, and fill out our paperwork, and this totally avoids all that.
And it's not just about guns. It's about every.
That's true.
I mean, this is, we're talking about reinventing the way the world works.
And they also have available the files you can download to build your own 30-round magazine. So they can try and make 30-round magazines illegal, but you can print them up on your own printer.
Great points tonight, Gene. Appreciate your story and your thoughts.
Well, we should all just sit and pause and take that in, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jeff Tucker. I mean, this 3D printing technology, we're just barely on the opening cusp of this. And you know, the printers are going to get cheaper. They're going to become more versatile. And I think, from an industrial perspective, one of the things I've read about this is really useful is that, you know, if you're building a product of some sort, normally once you get your design, your prototype ready to go, you have to send it to some sort of a manufacturer to build your prototype, and then they send that back to you.
That's a ship.
And then you tweak
physical stuff going all over
and
the
then
place.
You get another one shipped to you, and then you tweak that one. Right. Well, now you can just print it out
this
right
is the
there
dark
in your
ages
office.
You're talking about. Right. Yeah. Now we're moving into the light here. It's a dramatic change.
That's going to cut out. This is like moving from the horse-drawn carriage to the automobile.
See, you know what it shows? It shows that the internet isn't somehow like, an isolated invention that does just one thing. No, it's unleashed information all over the world, right? Yeah. And that information is transforming our lives because we're seeing new creativity and imagine the human imagination applied and shared, and glorious things are happening all around us, things we can't even imagine. And as you say, we're only at the beginnings of this.
It's mind-blowing to really think about where it's going to go next.
It's limitless.
It's exciting stuff.
It's truly limitless, isn't it?
Yep.
So let's continue. Lance is in Vegas listening to KBET on ANBAN. Hey, Lance.
Yeah, first I want to say this. I'm a singer-songwriter, independent creative. You're an American. You got class. Kick ass. Just like Ronald Reagan, give him a blast and kick some serious ass.
Okay.
Appreciate that or not? I'm just saying we're Americans. I'm saying be American,
I don't really know what you're saying. I really am more of an advocate of peace rather than some butt-kicking. But
George Washington said if you want peace, you have to have a strong – prepare for war.
George Washington, the guy that put down the Whiskey Rebellion in a way. I mean, he was the father of the country. The worst aspects of this country is violence, it's centralism, it's statism.
Did you ever notice how
What about the Muslims, a lot of these terrorists? I mean, you say can you talk to Iran or a Muslim about peace?
Have you ever met a Muslim? Had you ever met a Muslim?
I have a real good friend who
that sounds
Muslim.
Like a loaded question.
Has he tried to kill you, Ben?
No, I talked to him several times today, and we shook hands and hugged at one point.
So what about Iran? If they get the bomb, and according to their Sharia law, they're willing to go to nuclear war because, I mean, they're crazy. They think crazy, and they feel they're going
to
win even a nuclear war.
Think you really know much about what you're talking about. Thanks for the call. We can talk more about Muslims here in a moment. 855-453. You're talking about Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet, but he probably says morning prayer. I mean, I have another Muslim friend. Sometimes we exchange or say morning prayer together. It's a beautiful thing. I'm Catholic, and you're Quaker, and, he's Muslim, and we're all from the same tradition in a way.
Very much.
Yeah.
Muslims are peaceful. The ones that I've met have been very peaceful. They've been very peace-oriented.
Absolutely.
And, of course, in any religion with, a billion people in it, there are going to be some nut jobs. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, Catholics can tell you about that a little bit.
Right. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in tonight. Ben from FatQuaker.com, Jeff Tucker. I don't know if
you're
staying. You're welcome,
but
otherwise, enjoy your night. We're coming up with Hour 3 on the way of Free Talk Live here from the 2013
here.
Liberty Forum. Thanks for having being here.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.